"Dame," quod this January, "take good heed that after meet you with your women all, when you have been in chamber out of this hall, that all you go to see this Damian. Do him disport. He is a gentleman. And telleth him that I will him visit, have I nothing but rested me a light. And speed you fast, for I will abide till that you sleep fast by my side." And with that word he gan to him to call a squire that was marshal of his hall, and told him certain things that he would. This fresh May has straight her way hold with all her women unto Damian. Down by his bedside sit she then, comforting him as goodly as she may. This Damian, when that his time he saw in secret wise his purse and eke his bill, in which that he written had his will, has put into a hand withouten more, save that he sigheth wonder deep and sore, and softly to her write thus, said he, "Mercy, and that you not discover me, for I am dead if that this thing be kid. This purse has she in with her bosom hid, and went her way. You get no more of me. But unto January he come is she that on his bedside sits full soft, and taketh her, and kisseth her full oft, and laid him down to sleep, and that anon. She feigned her as that she must go there, as you wot that every wight must need. And when she of this bill has taken heed, she rent it all to clouts at the last, and in the privy softly she it cast. Who studieth now but fair fresh May? Adown by old January she lay, that slept till the cough has him awaked. Anon he prayed her, strippen her all naked. He would of her, he said, have some pleasance. He said her clothes did him encumbrance. And she obeyeth, be her leaf or loath. But lest that precious folk be with me wroth, how that he wrought I dare not to you tell, or whether she thought it paradise or hell. But here I let them worken in their wise till evensong rang, and that they must arise.